I know it's not as big around here, at least not on a large scale because of land and weather and things, but back in North Carolina, farming was a big deal, big thing. I grew up next door to a cornfield my whole life, or soybeans, depending on what year it was. I grew up, the house we sold before we came here, my kids would sit on the front windows and watch the combine next door. It's a common thing. Farming is a big thing. People do it here as well, just on a much smaller scale, at least from what I've seen. Despite the difference in gardening, the concept is still the same. Seed must be sown, no matter how good the seed is, it must be sown. And there's a lot of circumstances, a lot of right conditions that have to come together if that seed is going to amount to anything. No matter how good the seed is, if these conditions aren't met, the sunlight or the heat and the water, the right soil, you're not going to reap anything, no matter how good the seed is, those conditions aren't met. The work of God for this past year can be looked at the same way. The seed's a really good seed. The Word of God's a perfect seed. It will grow, but it's going to take the right conditions in your life to let it grow. It's going to take some farm work to get it ready, get your heart ready, get your life ready for it to receive the seed. It's a good seed. And if given the right conditions, it'll take root and it'll take off and it'll change your life. But it's going to take some work to get your life ready. It's going to take the right soil. It's going to take some work. So the Lord's going to preach just a few minutes on preparing for the planter. A simple message. Just going to go through this passage real quick. Just preach the passage to you. I'm no expert at gardening, not by a long shot. My dad grew up gardening his whole life, and he promised that when he got married, he vowed he would never have a garden again, and he never did, so I never did any gardening. But I do know a little bit. Before you plant a seed, there has to be some preparations, like I already said. You don't go out in your yard and throw a bunch of seeds out and expect to have rows of corn, and it'll work that way. If it did, a lot more people would be planting corn. You have to till out the dirt. You got to get the dirt up from the bottom, up to the top, get the good dirt up, you plow it up, disc it up, mix it together, go out, mix it together, get the plow out there, put it in rows, plant your seed, come back, cover it all up, and then hope you have good weather so the seed will grow. Take some work. My point is, take some preparations for the seed to grow. A lot of times we ask the Lord for something in our life, but don't do any preparation work on our end. We ask the Lord to use us and do this in our life. Allow me to do this, Lord, use me for that. Let me see this happen. We don't do any preparation on our own part. I'm guilty of it myself. We ask the Lord to move in our lives, to give us something we need, give us the seed that we need. Looking for God to plant a seed, but we give Him no dirt to plant it in. We don't prepare the ground for it to be planted. Doesn't matter how good the seed is. If there are no preparations made for the seed, it's not going to be able to take root. We want God to work in your life. We want God to work in your heart and your life and your family. You're going to have to prepare for Him to sow the seed. You're going to have to prepare for the planter. You want God to use you. You want to produce some fruit. You want to see your family produce some fruit. You can't have a bunch of briars and weeds growing on rocks in the garden. You got to get them out of there. In this passage here, the Lord is telling the parable about a sower or planter. He describes the planter going out and cast a seed. He describes the four different types of soil there. That's what I look at tonight. Number one, he talks about the wayside, verse number 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Jesus says the sower went out, and some of his seed landed on the wayside. The wayside there just means a road beside the farmland, beside the field. The sower is sowing some seed, and he throws the seed out, some of it lands on the wayside. So it lands on the road. Not much good on the road. There is dirt on the road, but the road's so packed tight, and people driving on it, and people walking on it, it doesn't do any good. Seed is trodden down, it says. It gets walked on, never gets down into the soil, never gets planted into the soil. Birds came and carried it away. It says in verse number 11, and the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and cometh by the devil, and taketh away the word of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Jesus later on in the passage, we see, explains what this wayside is. This is the ones on the outskirts. They come to church on Christmas and Easter to see their grandma. They hear the word of God while they're here. The seed is sown. Seed's thrown on them. Don't take much root. They come to church just to make themselves feel good from time to time. There's no commitment. Come because they're made to. Come because they're expected to be there. They're hard-hearted to God's word. The road was hard. Couldn't they see the road was hard? There's a lot of hard-hearted people. They hear it. They just laser until the devil comes by and snatches us up and puts something else in its place. Seen a lot of young people this way. They're hard-hearted. They have the seed thrown at them all their life. They're only there because they're made to be there. Can't care less about what seed it is. If you're somebody who's heard the word your entire life and never really makes any impact on you, if you've heard it but never felt any need to change anything about it, and this is you, the wayside, the road, the only way it's going to change, you're going to till up the road, get the rocks out of there, break it up. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take some work. You have to get the rocks out, get the briars out, get the weeds out. The Lord's going to have to work on your life. Don't become hard-hearted and ignore the seed that's been planted, trying to be planted. Young people, all you hear that I know of, most of you, at least I think all of you, you've grown up in church, at least most of your life. It could be very easy to become hard-hearted. You've heard it before. Oh, I've heard that before. It don't make any difference to me. Don't become hard-hearted. You've got to be careful. Don't become hard-hearted. I can throw a seed at you all day long. I can study. I can get a seed together. I can throw it at you. But if you're not prepared for it, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. It's not going to do any good. It's a real problem. I believe it's a very prevalent problem in our churches today. Hard-heartedness. Those that are by the wayside. You're like a callus. A callus that built up over time, getting poked and poked and poked over time. Take a needle and keep poking your finger. Eventually, you build up a callus. You won't be able to poke through it anymore. It'll become hard. I remember when I was working at a car dealership, we had this fingerprint scanner. We had to scan to get the keys out for the cars. Anyway, working on cars, my calluses are so thick on my finger, fingerprint scanner wouldn't work. I had to rub my finger on the desk or on the floor or something, get it, layer skin or whatever off to get it to work. Calluses, your heart's the same way. Holy Spirit can prick you and prick you and prick you over and over and over again. Spend your whole life in church hearing the same thing over and over and over again. If you're not careful, you don't take root, don't take heed to it, you're going to build up a callus. Sooner or later, that Holy Spirit's not going to mean any difference. Not going to make any difference to you. You turn around and walk out the door the same way you came in. You got to be careful. You don't build up a callus against Him. You got to be careful. You don't become like the wayside, rough and tough. Don't care what lands on you. Don't care what rolls over you. Just the road. Just hard-hearted. You got to be careful. So the seed is not going to take much root by the wayside. Also not going to take much root on the rock. Verse number 6. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Next ground he described is a rock, very simply. When you're tilling up your ground, you hit a rock. What do? You got to get it out of there. You can't leave big rocks in your garden and expect the plants to grow and choke it out. No roots will take place. Roots don't go through rocks. Roots can't penetrate rocks. Probably one of the hardest problems you have here trying to plant a garden would be the rocks. Verse said, the seed took, they sprung up. There's no roots. It withered away. Wind came, knocked it down. Verse number 13, they on the rock are they, which when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, in a time of temptation fall away. These people are different from the ones by the wayside. The ones by the wayside show no fruit whatsoever. They didn't care. These on the rock, they're on a rock. Might be the right rock. There's no roots. No roots taking place. They might produce some kind of fruit for a little bit. First time a storm comes, they're washed away, wiped away, blown away. First time trouble comes to life, they're gone. No roots put down deep, no roots planted in the ground. The only way to change it, dig up those rocks, get them out of there, put some roots down. I don't mean to keep picking on the young people. That's what's on my heart tonight. As young people, remain faithful to church just as long as mom and dad tell them to. As long as they're in mom and dad's house, they're good people, good young people that come to church, and they're faithful. As mom and dad's bringing them. First time mom and dad don't make him come, blown away, no roots planted down deep. For a short amount of time, it looked like they were going to produce some fruit. It looked like you're going to do something for the Lord. It looked like I'm going to do something right. First time a storm comes, first time I'm not forced to be here, they're gone, blown away, no roots planted down deep. You need to plant some roots, young people, plant some roots. It's not just your parents' religion. It's ought to be your personal decision. Plant some roots down. Older people, you put some down too. Decide what you're going to do for God. Decide what your family's going to do. Put some roots down and don't move. Put your feet down. Plant your feet down. Don't go anywhere if the Lord tells you to go somewhere. Get the roots down deep so even when the storm comes, rain comes, don't get blown away. I want to put some roots down in Craig, Alaska. Unless God changes my direction down the road, I don't plan on going anywhere. So if you want me to go, you better kick me out now. Looking to plant some roots. Ain't plan on going nowhere. Me and my wife are looking at some land. I'm going to plant some roots down. I'm not planning on going anywhere. The Lord tells you to be somewhere and put you somewhere. Put some roots down. Put your heart in somewhere. Get to work for the Lord somewhere in a church. Put some roots down somewhere. Allow God to use you. If you don't put any roots down, the first time a storm comes, you're going to be gone. First time trouble comes, you're going to be blown away. Devil's going to wipe you right off of it. You may be standing on the right rock. There's no roots planted down deep. See the thorns. Talks about verse number 7. Some fell among thorns. The thorns sprang up with it and choked it. What do? When you start to prepare land for a garden, you clear it off, get the briars out, get the shrubs out of there, get them out of the way, get rid of the weeds. What would happen if you left the briars there? Well, obviously, they get in your plants, mess your plants up. That's what Jesus is describing. Some of the sowers seeds got thrown over into the thorns, into the briars. Plants began to grow. Then the past, the thorns, I preached about thorns a couple weeks back. They grew up with it and choked it and killed it. Verse number 14. And that which fell among the thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. These are people that receive the word of God, what God has for them. They do something about it. They're excited about it. They go out and they remember their past. Their past comes back creeping upon them again. Cares and pleasures and things of this life come up and get in the way again. The thorns come up and get in the way again. Choke them out and they're gone again. The seed was growing. It was doing something good for God. Things of the past, things of life got in the way. They gave up. Be careful of those thorns that will come up. The thorns of the past or maybe even the present. They'll rear their ugly head. They'll choke out the plant, choke out the fruit. Keep you from serving God. The devil puts many of those thorns in your life. Put as many thorns in his life as you can. Like I preached on before, sometimes the Lord puts some thorns in your life too. The Lord allowed Paul's thorn to stay there. The Lord puts some thorns there. But the Lord can handle those. He's the king of the thorns. He can take care of those. Don't allow the things of this life. Not everything in this life is bad things. Cares and things of this life. A child, children are cares and things of this life. They're not all bad things. Don't allow them to get in front of God. Don't allow those thorns. Not everything in life is a bad thing. You make sure don't get your priorities out of order. Careful with the thorns in life. Don't choke out your fruit you could be producing. Be careful. Lord can help you through those thorns. Lord can help you organize your thorns. Don't let the thorns, the trouble, and trials of life keep you from producing fruit. You see the wayside, we see the rocks, you see the thorns. Lastly, the good one, we see the good ground. Verse number 8. And the other fell on the good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Last example we need to follow. Simple. The Lord shows you something, you receive it. You receive the seed, take it in. Let it grow, let it produce some fruit. That's what we're supposed to be doing, producing fruit. We're not producing fruit, you're a dead plant. Verse number 15. Then on the good ground are they, which in honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. These are people, even when the preacher preaches something they don't like, they still come back. I think most of y'all hear that way anyway. The ones that aren't here. They receive it. They take it in. Allow the Lord to use the Word of God to help them. If you can hear God's Word, get convicted by it, realize you're wrong, clean yourself up and come back and get to work. That's the ground he's talking about here. It's a good ground. Example we ought to be following. If you listen to the Word, receive it. Allow it to change you. And no telling what God might do through you. No telling what fruit you might produce. I've had some here lately coming to me wanting to talk about something I preached and how it helped them, encourage them. That's encouraging to me. People in the congregation coming back to me wanting to talk about things that I've preached. That's encouraging. Let me know you are listening. Whether I feel like it or not, you are listening. Brother Jim did that a couple weeks. I can tell him because he's not here. Even today at lunch, he told me about the sermon this morning. I felt like I was wasting your time this morning. He came up to me and told me how much it helped him, encouraged him. It's encouraging. I'm thankful for those. The good ground that comes up produces fruit. Thankful for that. Brother Bud, he's not here. I can talk about him. I'll probably hear it. Every Sunday morning he comes in and talks about the sermons I preached on sermon audio. He's been listening. Good ground. Receiving the fruit, receiving the seed. Good ground. Thankful for the good ground. Thankful for the good ground we have here. If you're saved, that means at some point in your life you have been the good ground. You received the word, received the seed. You took the word in. It did something. It changed you. Turned some things around. You have been in that at some point. Maybe some thorns have come in. Cares this life. Maybe some rocks have been thrown in there. Still holding on to them. Get them out of the way. Allow the Lord to clean up your ground. Clean up the dirt. Clean up the soil. Get the thorns out. Get the rocks out. Get the troubles out. Quit worrying about everything. We talk about the news all the time. Remember Brother Fred was talking about that a few minutes ago. Crazy. I'm going to say it. He said, I'm going to say it. Crazy Democrats and liberals. Crazy people. Terrible trouble they're causing. We get our mind on things like that. Doesn't look too good. Allow the rocks, let the Lord get the rocks and the thorns out. Quit worrying about everything around you. Allow God to use you. Plant some roots down deep. Allow God to use you. The Lord can use you if you let Him. God can make seed grow anywhere if you give it to Him. Allow Him to clean it up. Allow Him to plant the seed. If you want God to speak to you and use you, you're going to have to prepare the land. Like I said, I can preach all I want to, can study all I want to, but if you're not prepared to receive it, it's going to go bounce right off the hard ground. Seeds take preparation. Ground takes preparation. You can't throw them out, expect them to grow. It's going to take some work, it's going to take some patience. He said that good ground and bring forth fruit with patience. It's going to take some patience. We all struggle with that. Men especially struggle with that patience. When you prepare for the planter, He'll give you the seed you need. He'll allow you to grow fruit. And allow the Lord will use you if you let Him. You clean up your life, get the rock star, prepare the soil, prepare for the planter. Lord wants to use you. Lord wants to use this church. It's going to take some good ground for the seed to grow. It's going to take some good ground to grow some fruit. Fruit doesn't grow out of rocks. It's going to take some work. Let's pray. Lord, thank you this day, Lord, and goodness. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. Lord, thank you for those faithful ones that are here with us tonight. Thank you for them. Thank you for the good ground that we have here. Lord, thank you for all your forgiveness. In Jesus' name.